Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's consideration is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, beginning at the 21st verse, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Here ends our text. Redeemed in Christ. In Francis Thompson's poem, "The Hound of Heaven," God is pictured as a hunting dog, relentlessly pursuing our conversion, seeking its prey. But, of course, like rabbits, we sinners flee from God. And that's how he kind of depicts our desire not to allow God to catch us, so to speak. "I've fled him down the nights and down the days. I've fled him down the arches of the years. I've fled him down the labyrinthine ways of my own mind." Isn't that it? The labyrinthine ways of our own mind. Our minds are part of a fallen nature. We cannot think about God correctly. And we oftentimes retreat to the inner recesses of our mind where we get in trouble. In today's text, Christ seems anything but a hound pursuing lost souls. In fact, we might say, since Jesus compares the Canaanite Gentile woman to a little dog, she it is who is canine-like, so to speak, the canine from Cana. Doggedly pursuing Christ while Jesus seems to avoid her. In fact, the adjective dogged etymologically evokes dog behavior, not readily giving in. And that describes both the behavior of the woman today as well as Jesus. So let's use that as a kind of a way of probing the text. This Canaanite woman came to Jesus with what? Dogged determination. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." And Mark's gospel makes this doggedness very clear, because there he uses the Greek imperfect tense, which attempts to kind of give us the picture of this woman continually coming after Jesus, kind of giving that image, that portrait of her, persistently pursuing Jesus, a hound from Cana, so to speak. How do you explain Jesus' response? Dogged disregard, as if he doesn't care. But he answered her not a word. The disciples, they're put off by her doggedness. "Send her away, for she cries after us," they say. Jesus seems to disown this woman even further. She is not one of God's chosen people. "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," he says to her. What does this mean for us? Jesus is not a savior for all people, for Gentiles like us? Jesus earlier had commanded his own disciples, go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. How would you feel if you were this Canaanite woman? You had heard all the stories about what Jesus had done among his chosen people. And yet, when you come looking as a dedicated mother wanting your child to be healed, you get silence from what? The Lord God of the Jews. Would you give up when you don't hear from God today, supposedly? Do you criticize him? Do you flee from him down the labyrinthine ways of your own mind? That's always a dead end, like a centaur. You turn to unbelief. Many people have, when they thought God wasn't listening to them. This woman models saving faith, the same dogged devotion that she had shown right from the beginning when she confessed Christ. O Lord, Son of David, she calls him. Son of David, she's not even a Jew, and yet she's acknowledging he's the Son of David. Jesus is God's Savior of all people, not just Jews. Verse 24 informs us that in humility, this non-Jew came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. She saw Jesus not as a Messiah for Jews, but as Messiah from the Jews for all people. Did you catch that? That's a distinction that's so important. She saw Jesus not as a Messiah for Jews, but a Messiah from the Jews for all people. And if Jesus is Savior of all people, then isn't his apparent dogged disregard then and disownment even worse? What, racist or ethnic disdain? For he says, it is not good to take the children's, that is the Jews' bread, and throw it to the little dogs, the Gentiles. There's the gotcha moment. So this woman from Canaan who has been, so to speak, hounding Jesus is, even in Jesus' words, a dog after all. But he calls her the master's little dog. This seemingly derisive reply by Jesus becomes, in the mind of this faithful follower of Christ, the opening she is looking for. Her dexterity, that is her clever skill in using her mind, flows from her long-suffering faith that sees in Christ's words the link she needs to win him over. Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from your master's table. And there's the touche moment, right? The time when the raper goes in and gets the heart, or that word is oftentimes used to pick up on the notion that, yeah, that's an argument that really gets to the point. And that's what Jesus recognizes it to be. With that reply, Jesus reveals to her the desire he has had all along to acknowledge her request and say to us that she is, through faith, one of God's children, not just a little dog. And that's the way it is for us. We ought to be dogged followers of Christ by faith. And in that sense, as a Gentile, she was a harbinger of things to come. For Jesus had not just come for the Jews, but as he had taught in John 12:32, but I, when I am lifted up, crucified, resurrected, ascended from the earth, will draw all men to myself. So this is the exception, this woman today, but the exception will become the rule. God is the Savior for all people in his good time. So then Jesus in this text is making it clear that in due time, he will bring this message to the Gentiles, but not until God's own people, Israel, hears it. And Jesus is not done with that ministry. But in a year, we will see that he will start bringing that message even to Gentiles. This Gentile woman then foreshadows the faith God seeks in us and the saving food he provides. a salvation for all who believe. The psalmist writes, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This woman's dogged desire to have her child healed was fulfilled. The power of Jesus' word that very moment answered her prayer. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour, thus demonstrating the power of God's word when he speaks it to accomplish its purpose. While it is true to some degree that God is a kind of a hound of heaven, I think most of us prefer Jesus as the shepherd of Israel. But this certainly, the hound of heaven, or the hound of Canaan, so to speak, describes the dog determination of this Canaanite woman who becomes a model for us. Devotion to God. One who follows the promises of God, never giving up, but pursuing Jesus Christ, whose suffering, death, and resurrection saved us. This is the Lenten season in which we celebrate that very fact, the time when God's salvation comes to fruition in his suffering, his passion, and his death. God's mighty word instantaneously healed this woman's daughter. And today, his word possesses the same power. When the words of forgiveness are spoken to us, the word has equal effect, removing the power of sin, death, and even as in the case of this woman's daughter who was possessed by Satan, the power of Satan over us. All glory be to God alone. Amen. Rise and confess together and pray together the prayer on page 152, prayer number 43, and we'll say this in unison. Lord God, Heavenly Father, grant us, we beseech you, by your Holy Spirit, that he may strengthen the hearts and confirm our faith and hope in your grace and mercy, so that although we have reason to fear because of our conscience, our sin, and our unworthiness, we may nevertheless, with the woman of Canaan, hold fast to your grace, and in every trial and temptation, find you a present help and refuge. Through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever.